So I think that's a helpful story in terms of we're not really trying to get rid of something, we're trying to learn to stay. And it pierces you to the heart, humbles you, awakens compassion, actually makes you more tender and more open. Those of you who have experienced great grief sometimes know that grief can reach a point where the grief is so strong that you walk around the world and look at people and look at things, and there's no filters between you and anything. You're just completely open because you've been so reduced by your grief that you have no more cocoon. And that it's actually a very bittersweet experience because the grief is there and it doesn't feel good. But on the other hand, it's opening you to your world and you feel a tremendous tenderness for everything. The good experience that's like this is falling in love. Falling in love is sort of similar. It doesn't have the painful part, but the ego dissolves and there's just this feeling of connectedness and tenderness for the beloved. And sometimes it spreads out so you feel it for everything. And then the Shenpa clicks in. So much for that. So learning to stay and to live with a tender heart. This is, I think, a lot of it. Because taking joy in self-reflection is catching yourself saying the cruel things to yourself or saying the negative things. Usually we don't get into content in our particular practice. We just label it thinking. So it's like labeling it Shenpa or whatever, interrupting the momentum. But occasionally it's really helpful to really hear what we're saying to ourselves. And actually repeat it even, so that maybe it becomes a little absurd or ridiculous, or maybe heartbreaking, where you're saying, I'm hopeless, I'm bad, no one will ever love me, I'm a failure. You know, we say these things to ourselves, about ourselves. So this is the ballpark we're working in, and the idea is that, like Zero Control says, when you look back at yourself, the last moment, the last hour, the last day, the last year, and you see that you've seen the Shenpa and not gone down that road, even once, briefly, you rejoice. And if you see that you've completely blown it and haven't lived up to your own high standards or low standards, whatever they might be, you rejoice that you have the capacity, the wisdom to actually see that.
This concludes Session 4 of Getting Unstuck with Pema Chodron. Our program continues with Session 5.